Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. That is Ryan Horvat. We are happy to have you with us. 414-799-1250. The more you call, the less we talk. You can also tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan, and you can reach us on Facebook there, too. There was a call yesterday. I have to play for you. I will this hour. I have a new life coach, or at least someone has somewhat offered their services. And I do want to play it for you because I want to hear your reaction to it. But also, this guy is already a part of morning show lore. I got more texts and DMs about this one call.
Than I've gotten
in a long, long time about anything we've done.
Well, I love the tease as the producer of the show, as I see Todd's not here, and that's why the tweet's not up, because Twitter's down. Radio Joe stayed signed into all of his stuff, and it was his final. I didn't get to see Radio Joe yesterday, so I want to start the show really quickly by saying my goodbyes to Radio Joe, who, when I started here, showed me the ropes of how to work the board and taught me all the tricks, because I hate running the board. So I'm going to miss Radio Joe. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to miss him too, but the rule in radio is once somebody leaves, you have to pretend like they never were here.
I think that's only if they become competition or if they go somewhere else.
No, radio who? Doesn't exist.
Really?
That's the rule.
They never
existed.
I'll break it for a true friend in Radio Joe.
We break it all the time. I think that it's important to
acknowledge
those that have been here.
Yeah. When the Ryan Horvat show begins, whenever that'll be, I will have Joe on as my golf analyst. So anyway, though.
I want to have Joe on from time to time. I don't want him to just be out of my life, but right. I had him on at the end of the show yesterday. Radio Joe, longtime producer of our midday program, filled in all bunch of different spots. He's filled in on this very show, some days without me, some days with me. And it's been, you know, good to get to know him. But he was talking yesterday about, you know, how this job's hard and, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, go after him for his takes. And I said, so you quitting, would you say the trolls have won? I don't know if that's the send-off he was looking for on his final day.
I don't blame him if the trolls have won. It's a weird world out there on the social medias, and you have to be on there. So I really wouldn't blame him, to be quite honest. Anyway, I love the tease, but now I kind of like need to hear this call because you teased it to me yesterday.
And you said I
think I'm going to play some back on the show. And so I didn't go back on the Odyssey app like I should have, because I wanted to save it for today. I wanted to be looking you in the eyeball when I hear this phone call, I feel.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did that. I'll play just after 6:30.
Okay, 6:30. All right, sounds good. We got a game to recap. How about them Brewers bats?
You know what's funny about the Brewers is I'm in a spot where this isn't funny about the Brewers, it's funny about me. Mm-hmm. And it might not even be funny. It might be like cause for alarm and maybe some early onset. I need your update in the morning or Sam's update to know what happened in the Brewer game. Because I'm like 51st dates. Like I woke up totally clueless with what happened last night.
That's a lot of pressure. Can I give you a better update right now? Because
it's all coming back to me. I watched the entirety of the game as one does every night, but then I wake up and I'm like, what happened last night? Freddie pitched, Casey Stilgar deleted her Twitter, and it like all comes back to you.
Ooh, she's not very liked. In the, honestly,
move on.
No, really quick. Can I say something though? Can I say just one thing? It has to suck, though. I will say this in can't like that like Eric Sogard. Oh, I mean, if I was today, I'll move on.
Yeah.
I'd cut him. But here's what I'm gonna say. I don't know though, because you know how what has to suck though? Imagine just being here at work right now doing your job and your wife is at home just firing off tweets. Or say this. Like imagine being somebody's wife and you're just at your job, maybe as like a teacher or doing something, and your husband is at home firing off tweets about how he hates Ryan Horvath and he should lose his job even though he's a kindergarten teacher. Like imagine how embarrassing that would be, like for your family. So that's why I don't love social media right there.
Oh, it's terrible.
Because imagine if he gets cut and he's like, "Wait, what did I do?" And they're like, "Well, actually, you're not good. You don't do a whole lot. The reason you're here in Chicago is we're actually trying to lose as many games as possible. Even though we have like three dudes that'll probably end up in the Hall of Fame, we're trying to actually trade all three of them. You're cut though. And then you find out you're cut because you know your significant other was on social media. That's what I don't love about the cancel like world is that man like." Dang, that's a hard way to lose your job.
Well, you're ahead of the boat here. Sogard hasn't lost anything yet.
No, I know. I was just saying. I mean, I think I'd have to cut him, though.
Let's keep it.
Well, I mean, it's going to be huge.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Well, no, I mean, it's going to be, everybody's going to be talking about it. It's going to be huge backlash. Did you see, like,
yeah, but this show isn't allowed to talk about non-sports.
Well, we're not going to talk about it, but everybody got a hold of it, so everybody nationally will be talking about it today, except us, because we'll be talking about Daniel Vogelbach and how, if I was the Cubs yesterday, all I would have done would be hit choppers to first base at Keston Hira. Why isn't that every team's just...
Well, last night Keston was at second. I do have to correct you on that.
Oh, you're right.
But I don't like him at second. I want him at first. If you're going to play him at first, play him at first. Don't throw him back to second because Colton Wong's hurt.
I knew that. I was actually just trying to get myself out of the
right, and you are half-testing me, and I appreciate that. It's good to stay sharp, even though, again, I 51st dates it every morning.
I started shaking in my boots there because I brought up a real topic. I was like, I got to get out of this.
Yeah, we can't talk about real topics. It's just not what the audience wants.
So then I was rattled. Thank you.
It's just not it. Mm-hmm. I can't tweet about him. I can't even talk to my own wife about anything. She says, Bart, someone might have the house bugged. I go, you're right, honey. You are right. But last night, the story, well, there's a couple of them. Freddie Peralta was great. Again, another great effort by the starting pitching. The ERA of the last turn of the order was 0.32 from all five guys. Freddie did not lift that too much. He had one earned run over six innings, struck out 10. Freddie Peralta, who actually was the precipice for the call from the life coach yesterday. I'll explain that too a little bit later, 6:35. But Freddie had 10 Ks. He is brilliant with the strikeout. In the last 3 years, he's a top five guy when it comes to strikeouts over nine innings, and he was great yesterday. But the Brewers, it looked like he did give up the home run to Chris Bryant in the fourth, so it looked like, okay, you're gonna get a great offensive explosion over the weekend, and then right back to Monday, you're gonna have another pitching performance that is just wasted. And that's the way the game felt until the sixth inning, when Albert Azole, as my friend tells me, and I think he's right, he loads the bases. And do you keep him in? Do you not keep him in? He'd only thrown 68 pitches at that time, and I know Cubs fans are debating about that this morning because the guy that came in, Andrew Chafin, more affectionately known as Lou from Little Big League.
Yeah, good one.
He came in and started giving up a bunch of hits. And the big hit was to Luis Urias, who we talked about a lot yesterday as somebody that just needs to get it going. He's got to figure it out. And he comes in as a pinch hitter for Vogelbach, but he comes in, then finishes the game at short. And he has this big hit, a line drive down the left field line. And that's the kind of hit that he needed. It was a great moment for him. Now let's hope it's a start of many great moments instead of like Jonathan Scope homered off Madison Bumgarner, and that was the only contribution he had while he was here, and we all remember it. That was it. That's all he did. And so with trading Arcia, with giving Urias more time, although ironically enough, he did not play shortstop last night, at least to start the game. That honor went to Robertson. Urias comes in as a pinch hitter, and he has improved his batting average to a whopping 103. But a big hit to start a crooked inning. The Brewers score six in the sixth. Things do get a little shaky in the ninth due to a clerical error. Angel Perdomo comes in the game, the big, tall reliever, but he had to be scratched because he wasn't on the official card. So Drew Rasmussen comes in and starts giving up hits and walking dudes, and then Josh Hader has to come in for the save. That's a recap. That's your, if you 51st dates yourself, your own brain, that's what happened last night. So a good outing. It looked like it was going to be an outing wasted by the pitching, but one inning was all it took, six runs in that inning, and the Brewers improved to 6-4 on the year.
Yeah, I saw some people were like, oh, you had to use Josh Hader tonight, but I actually was kind of glad that they had to use Josh Hader in
that
situation.
Yeah, he hadn't pitched since Wednesday.
Right. Obviously, you don't want to be in that situation where it's a three-run game with anybody on the bags, right? But against the Cubs, like, look what they've done. They're the worst hitting team in the major leagues. This is their worst start hitting ever in team history. And you got to think of how many bad teams they've had in their history. I think they're hitting like 101. What are they hitting? Like 132 or something like that as a team. So
yeah, I was going to mention that yesterday because I saw someone tweet about it, but I thought it was a joke, so I didn't bring it up. But it's true.
Yeah, they're hitting like 132 as a team. I mean, they've been terrible. And Chris Bryant's been really good, so he'll probably get traded to the Phillies. So if you're a betting man or you're ever in Las Vegas and you want to play a ticket 4-1 for the Phillies just to win their division, maybe do that because they're probably going to be buyers at the deadline if they continue to win like this. And I feel like that's where he ends up with Bryce Harper. It'd be nice to have Chris Bryant in Milwaukee, but there's no way that that'll happen unless the Cubs do let him hit free agency. But they've stunk, so I thought it was good to get Hader some work. Like you said, I mean, he hasn't pitched. And also, yeah, just, I mean, again, you don't want to be in a three-run game, but I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was the worst thing in the world to get him out there, get him a look. It was, you know, good to get him some
action. Yeah, you know, long-term, I mean, sorry, Drew Rasmussen's ERA, but long-term it probably...
Yeah, who cares about ERA this year, you know?
It probably paid off better for the Brewers because not only did they get to get Hader in, who hasn't pitched since Wednesday, like I mentioned,
right,
but it was a high-leverage situation. It was a real save situation. We always know that some of these relievers come in, and if it's not a safe situation, they, like, don't know where they are.
Yeah.
So at least Hader was able to come in and do that. I think if you're going to talk about Brewers relievers, there is some concern, maybe. It's so early. But Devin Williams has not looked like he did a year ago.
Yeah.
Last night was his first scoreless inning of the season.
Coming off an injury, so.
Yeah, shoulder injury. This. Did walk a couple, but there is maybe... I wouldn't say concern, but I would say you perk up a little bit when he's on the mound at this point and try to figure out if he's going to have a good outing or not. So a good day for the Brewers. Obviously, they win. They're back at it tonight with, I believe, Woody's on the bump and then yep. Burns.
Yep.
So the Cubs are going to have to face the Brewers' top two guys coming up the next couple of days. Night game today, 6:40. Post-game show to follow, and then a day game tomorrow. Craig Counsell, the Brewers screwed up that lineup card a little bit. At the end of the night, we'll hear his explanation for that. And then an update on a couple of injuries because there was a big star not in this game last night. And then I do want to talk a little bit about the Cubs because I am just perplexed about what their goal is. So we'll talk about that too. And then 6:35, Horvat missed it, and you may not have heard it either. But this guy, this caller.
Is this real or was this planted?
I wish it was planted. Sometimes things happen like this where I'm like, I kick myself that I didn't think about it because not only did this guy call in and rag on me for 3 minutes and, you know, it took me off guard. So I tried my best and I'll want your grade on that, your critique.
Who was screening the calls yesterday, Todd or Sam?
Oh, it was Sam. But what happened was this guy called in and did the old loop-de-loo.
Ah.
The old twisty twist.
What was his name?
Jim.
Jim. Oh.
Life coach Jim.
Life coach Jim.
Yeah, so he called in and said he wanted to talk about Freddy Peralta and I guess he gave like a big explanation to Sam, and Sam's like, "Oh, great, let's put you on air." And then the guy's like, "You know, I'll let you listen to it. It'll be in about 20 minutes." But then what happened was it spurred 30 minutes of people calling praising us. So obviously, I took all those calls. Now that's not the goal today. I just want you to hear it today. So that coming up, Cubs Brewers. More on that coming up much sooner because it will be next 414-799-1250. Here on The Fan.
Into the corner it goes. One run is in. Two runs are in. Here comes Kane. It's a three RBI double for Luis Urias.
Boy, how good does that feel for Urias? He is scuffled mightily at the plate.
Boy, coming up big. First pitch. Got a pitch in on him and just inside that left field line. And Luis Urias, wow. Boy, that's a big hit.
That's Bally Sport Wisconsin on the call. Brian Anderson, Bill Schroeder. Which, you know what I was thinking of? Because B.A., normally this time of the year, he's still wrapped up in his NBA duties. And you got to travel all over the country for these games. But he's been calling NBA games in his basement with COVID. So that allows him.
He had COVID? Or because of COVID?
Because of there was a pandemic where people had to work from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just needed you to clarify.
Oh, no. He got his first shot, I was told. He said.
How'd he feel after it?
I think he felt good.
Good. How'd you feel after your first one?
Just the next day, it feels like someone punched you in the arm.
Just your arm was bothering you a little bit?
I mean, not even bother, but you gotta have some side effects. You got shot one today?
Mm-hmm.
I got shot two on Friday. For some people, shot two knocks them right out.
I was going to say, good move by you doing it on a Friday.
Well, yeah, but people forget that I'm also doing it with my wife. And so if we both are down,
yeah, wow,
we're screwed.
Yeah, me and my wife had to strategically place ours.
Nah, we didn't care.
Okay.
My son, what is he, 20 months now? You can take care of
him. I think you'll be all right. You might get a little headaches and body chills.
My son's old enough that when it's his birthday, like, you know, we celebrate his 7-month birthday. And he's old enough now where I missed his last birthday.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Brian Anderson, so he can still, because he's calling games from home, he can go to Miller Park last night, or whatever it's called, and then he can go to his house tonight and be on NBA, and then he can go back to American Family Field on Wednesday. So it's working out for him. It's costing Matt LaPay. Normally, this is Matt LaPay time. It's costing him run as the Brewers play-by-play man because they don't need him for the extended stretch. I believe Jeff Levering will be on the TV call tonight. And if you missed Fox Sports Wisconsin, it was very interesting. Last night, FS1 was carrying the game. This is super nerdy about TV. And normally when FS1 would carry the game, they would just take the Fox feed. But now, Bally Sports Wisconsin isn't Fox, so FS1 had to do their own graphics. So it was the old Fox Sports Wisconsin graphics. But it was different announcers, but they used the same camera feed. Way too nerdy. No one cares. Bart, weren't you going to talk about Angel Perdomo?
Well, why did I get to watch the game on Fox Sports 1 like I did last night? Because I did, because it was a national broadcast, so I wanted to check it out. Why do you think that wasn't blocked out?
Baseball's weirder and differenter.
I didn't think about that until I just like 5 seconds ago, and I was like, you know what? I watched the Fox Sports broadcast last night. How did I do that? Because usually it doesn't work out
like
that.
Yeah, baseball won't let you watch games on their MLB package if you live in Iowa for the 6 teams that are closest to you.
Right.
But in Milwaukee, if you have the Brewers on Bally Sport Wisconsin, you can still watch them on FS1.
That's
on
right.
A totally different feed.
That's right. That's right. Has it always been that way? Because I know
as far
every,
as I know, but you know, they used to simulcast.
Right.
So they had their own broadcast last night. It was a national broadcast. But what they normally do is save on expenses and just take the Brewers feed,
yeah,
and just air that.
I guess I never really thought about it like that because I've always just usually watched the local broadcast. But, you know, obviously a lot of people now this year can't watch the local broadcast, so they were probably pleased last night being able to watch it on Fox Sports 1, although if they have Fox Sports 1, because I know that that's not in every single package either for some reason. But I didn't really think about it until this morning, which is weird. All right. You learn something new every day. How about that?
Yeah, you really do. You also learn that you don't just get to pitch in a big league game. If you are called up on the big league roster, you have to be on the lineup card. And Perdomo comes in the 9th inning last night. And it really could have been a scary situation because if Perdomo doesn't pitch, which he didn't, and Rasmussen struggled, which he did, the Brewers could have found themselves losing this game because of a clerical error. Now, thankfully, Josh Hader came in and shut it down about as quick as you can shut it down. But the Brewers tried who they just called up Perdomo the other day and sent down Yardley, at least to the training site. But it did not work out because of, again, a clerical mistake.
Hey, Craig, on the Perdomo thing there, what was the explanation there? Was he just not on the lineup card?
He was not on the lineup card. So, look, it's our mistake. It's an automated system now that's when you make a roster move, it's supposed to auto-populate the lineup, but it's our responsibility to check the lineup. And so, for whatever reason, it wasn't on the umpire line. It was on our other lineup card, but it wasn't on, the one given to the umpires.
So the lineup card, I mean, it matters. They don't just go out and exchange a lineup card just for S's and G's.
Right.
It matters. There's been instances where the Brewers have batted out of order in the past under Craig Counsell. And, you know, I think it was Ryan Braun and somebody else did it. It doesn't happen too often, but then Bill Schroeder was telling a great story last night about how Michael Young was a Brewer and Robin Yount were Brewers. But they messed up and put Robin Young and Michael Young. So then Robin Young batted. They were playing the Tigers. Sparky Anderson came out and said, hey, that's not his name. On the card, he's Robin Young. You just sent out Robin Yount. And they screwed up, and then they had to take Robin Yount out after that. Even though we all knew what was going on, but it mattered because it's what the lineup card said. So another quirky, interesting thing about baseball, but if you're not on the roster, you can't play. I think that's pretty straightforward, but it almost cost the Brewers last night there in the ninth.
Yeah, it's just one of those weird things that, I mean, it's just, you know, unfortunate for Craig that.
There's unfortunate for Perdomo, too.
Right, exactly. But I know, because I put out a tweet last night for I don't tweet very much, but I said somewhere out there, you know, Rick from Oshkosh is still cursing Craig Counsell because we've seen some good from Craig, but, you know. Just a little mistake like that. I could see him obviously flipping out. But yes, you know what?
Hey, you got a lot of likes on that tweet.
Did I?
Yeah.
On that one? I didn't think everyone really took off the way that it should, but.
Well, people miss Rick and Oshkosh, who we are assuming is not with us, sadly.
Yeah. Or he found a new radio show to call into. He's probably calling into the show across the street, Riggs and Alley. They're talking about, when did you first. Leave a toothbrush over at your girl's house. And Rick's probably calling in like, Craig Counsell sucks. And they're like, well, let's just roll with it because he's radio gold. You know, they probably stole them from us. Like everybody else in this building steals our content.
Yeah.
They probably did as well. Mm-hmm. But but you know what was weird is that a couple people I had to just get rid of the comments, but there were a couple in there that were saying like, you guys overrate Craig Counsell so much. How about this blunder? I really don't want to get into all the tweets, but there are really people out there that don't like Craig Counsell.
Well, I that's a longevity thing. He's the longest tenured manager in the National League. When someone's around for a long time in sports, for sure, you start to say like, let's get something new. You get that,
yeah.
You get that 7-year itch. Although with a lot of our managers and coaches, it's like year three.
You ever realize though, like sometimes, you know, it's kind of like if you're like in a relationship for like 45 years, I would assume. And then maybe, like, you know, you get a good haircut and a girl checks you out and, you know, you're like, man. But you don't realize what you got is I guess what I'm trying to get at. And I think that you don't realize that sometime with coaching. Now, I don't think that's Coach Bud. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy when Coach Bud gets fired.
Well, yeah, Coach Bud's no good. Yeah.
Right. But if you remember the year before that, it was a disaster where Jason Kidd gets fired. Joe Prunty ends up taking over. The year later, they win 60 games. They're the number one overall seed in the East, and they have a 2-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, would have went to the NBA Finals and beat the Golden State Warriors, who were completely dead and fell apart. So I'm just saying, like, sometimes...
Joe, printing money,
yeah,
Prunty.
There you go. The grass isn't always greener. That's what I was... It's early still for me. I was trying to think of that one. You know, I feel like sometimes...
Joe, this silver-haired assassin, Prunty.
Like, I remember towards the end of the run in Los Angeles...
Rule of threes. Joe, the pro, Prunty.
There we go. People wanted to... Wasn't that the same one, though?
No, they're three different ones.
Okay, good. People wanted like Phil Jackson out of Los Angeles, and we're sick of the triangle offense. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, it's like you do got to look at different things. You know, the reason why you don't advance to the World Series is pretty much based off of talent. The Dodgers go to the World Series every year because they're stacked with talent. Look at their rotation. And then if for some reason they are in a little bit of a struggle and only have like a 3-game lead in the division, they freak out and they acquire somebody like Manny Machado at the deadline. You know, or a huge name. It's just what they do.
I'm sure wherever Rick is, whether it's on this plane of existence or elsewhere, he is still upset about Craig Counsell, Rick and Oshkosh, a legendary caller. There may be a replacement for him.
Who?
We have life coach Jim, who called in yesterday. Now, Horvat missed this call. It happened about 8:35 or so. So I do want to play it for you, and I want your reaction. And if you guys missed it too, I do want to bring that to your attention. So new possible member of the Mornings with Bart Whack Pack or Call Crew and Mornings with Bart's my old show from K107.1.
What was the station?
I called the show Mornings with Bart.
No, I know that.
And it was K107.1.
What a great name for a station. Like, that's a TV show in the 80s featuring Bart Winkler.
Well, then after I left, they changed it to country, so it's now 107 The Bull.
Yeah, see, why is every country station, like, especially in
the Bull,
the smaller
Wolf, the Eagle?
Yeah. Why?
Because animals are in the country? I don't know.
Yeah, but I noticed that. Like, everywhere I've went besides here, it's been the same situation. A country station, the Bull. Yeah.
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 Just something to think about.
I don't know. I'm just pretty jacked to get to hear this finally.
And then Life Coach to, Jim, yeah. If you missed the call, you will not want to miss it again. I will play it for Horvath, get his reaction. It's coming up next. 12:50 a.m. The Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Happy to have you with us, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I am going to put up a poll on Twitter at Winks Thinks. Bigger moment for The Fan, 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I got to put that a.m. in there, 12:50 a.m. The Fan today.
Yep.
Return of Evan Heffelfinger.
Or Return of the Mac.
Or Craig Counsell's on the big show at 12:30.
Really? I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. I may get vaccinated just to listen to that, just to come in and listen to it live.
Bigger moment for the fan today. Counsell on big show 12:30 or Return
of the Mac.
Evan Heffelfinger.
You know, when you think about it, man, that's one of the great songs of our generation.
Mac Morrison.
Yep.
All right, the tweet is out. You can tweet at Winks Thinks. So, yesterday I was talking about Freddie Peralta as he was to get the start last night and did. And one of the great things about Freddie Peralta, since he started his MLB career, he's good at striking people out.
I mean,
one of the nicknames was Fastball Freddy because he gets a lot of guys on his fastball. Now, over time, as we've seen, he's developed a few more pitches, and he looked really good again last night, and he had 10 strikeouts last night. So I had this stat here. Coming into yesterday's game, Freddy had a K through 9 innings pitch rate of 12.26. So he had 10 strikeouts in 6 innings yesterday, and how this works, I don't think I have to explain it to you, I'm always happy to, is across 9 innings, if you take the average, Freddy Peralta is going to have 12.26 strikeouts.
Yep.
And there's only 3 guys since he debuted that are better in that category. Only 3 guys since 2018 strike out more guys than Freddy Peralta does. That would be Chris Sale, Garrett Cole, and Max Scherzer. So I say this stat and I think, hey, this is pretty cool. Max Scherzer was a lacrosse logger, and I'm pretty sure Chris Sale was too, and he was. And these are 2 guys that played in the Northwoods League. And then I got into a story about some of the things that I did with the loggers. I used to randomly, our TV station was affiliated with them, so I would do the Run the Bases promotion in the bottom of the third. I'd do that. You know, I'd be like, oh, look at it. It's the TV reporter here. What a treat this is for us baseball-going fans to see a real newsman on the field. So I told that story. That struck a nerve, or at least provided the impetus for this phone call. Jim. Now, Jim called in, and I saw it was Jim from Cudahy on the call screener. And I always, when I see a, you know, I love first-time callers, but when I always see a new name, I think, well, what are we in for here?
Yeah.
But he had talked, and that, you know, part of the job of our 9 producers that we have here, because one would not be enough at all. It'd be a crime if we only had one, especially if they had to be a part-time co-host. But what these producers do is they screen the calls. And you have the call screener guide in front of you if you do not.
Yeah, I do.
Well, what are some of the qualifications with the call screener guide?
Oh, all right. You got to tell the callers, not ask the host. how they are. You just get right to the point. That's what you tell the caller.
Yep.
So, you're like, one thing we don't like in the radio biz is when you say, hey, how are you?
Like, and then I say good, and then I say how are you?
Yeah, that's awkward. Just say,
it's a waste of time.
Yeah, just come right on and just say, yo, Craig Counsell. That's why we like Rick from Oshkosh. Rick from Oshkosh doesn't come on like, hey, Bart, how you doing? How's this? No, he comes right on. He spits the fire. Craig Counsell sucks. Boom. Do not tell callers. Oh, yeah. Tell callers to turn off the radio. You got to turn. We know you want to hear yourself. It's going to be a delay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work for you, and it's going to sound terrible on the air. So what you do is you think you got a good call, you want to hear it, go back, check it out on the Odyssey app. Download Odyssey if you haven't yet. Check out BetQL Daily when I'm on there. I went 7-0 on picks. I had Freddie Peralta yesterday, over 6.5 Ks plus money.
What well, do we with hit that by stat, the fifth? That's an easy bet.
What do we hit that by the fifth inning? Boom.
That's an easy
I know
bet.
Some people don't want to hear about me gambling. Wham, wham, wham. But also,
I'm not one of them. I like
if
it.
If they do not sound good when screening, they probably will not sound good on the air. You know what? I've been really lenient with that lately.
Yeah, our show rule's different. Everyone gets on.
That's your rule, though.
That's my rule.
I'd put about 70 on, and you know who you are. I love most of you.
But the big thing with the call
I would screener, rather not have a caller on the ear than have a bad caller.
No, I disagree.
I agree.
I disagree.
Pick the best callers. Sometimes, yeah, okay.
I like taking butt dials. I like whatever. Be in the drive-thru when you call me. I don't care. I think the worse, the better.
Okay.
So Jim calls in yesterday, and we're talking about what you're concerned about, what you feel good about. And Jim goes on and on to Sam, who was screening the calls yesterday, about how Freddie Peralta's this, Freddie Peralta's that. And Sam's like, oh, we got to get this guy on air. He's good. So Jim gets on the air, and I'm going to play for you how this went down. Now, I'm going to play it. It's just a couple minutes. I want to play it uninterrupted and get your thoughts on it at the end. Okay? So I'm just going to play this.
I'll critique this out of a 5-star call.
Collect your thoughts. And I want to know how I did.
I'll fill in the stars that I give it.
And I want to know what you think of the basis of the call. But this happened yesterday later in the show.
Jim.
Horvat did not hear it. And if you didn't, I'm not just playing this for Horvat, but I got more texts and tweets about this guy.
And when your son was born.
I would love for this guy to be our new Rick in Oshkosh.
I feel like it's going to make me a little nervous. So maybe you guys could do this when Sam's here in case the FCC. I don't want to get in any
right.
trouble.
This is Jim. Jim, the life coach. 414-799-1250. Jim is in Cudahy. What's happening?
Gentlemen, look, I haven't tuned in a while since the former co-hosts were jettisoned. But I did tune in today by mistake, and I did hear the discussion of the lacrosse loggers, which was, you know, very interesting, I must say. But, guys, I know it doesn't seem like this, but you're in a bigger town now. Even though you're at the end of the dial and nobody's listening, you are in a bigger market. We really don't need to go back to the lacrosse loggers for content, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't. I'd like you to explain that more. Because I was talking about two guys who have been good with strikeouts better than Freddie, talking about the Brewers. There's two guys who cut their teeth in the state. That's pretty interesting. So I brought that up and then told a dumb little story about when I used to work over there.
Well, Bart, I guess what I'm boiling this down to is you're not in Fond du Lac anymore. I mean, come on, step up your game.
I got to say, I don't disagree. I mean, I don't agree with you. I think it's pretty cute that you've called in after a year and this is how you want to do this, but...
What? Do you have anything that you can objectively disagree with other than the fact that it's cute?
What you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, my job is to elicit emotion, and I've elicited enough emotion in you to call in and tell how much you hate me.
Because the internet went out in my house, and I had to do something. So, you know, I'm a life coach, Bart, and here's the thing. My job is to tell people what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with their careers.
Yeah.
And so what I do is...
You think I should quit, Jim?
I give them examples of what not to do. And that's the only reason I tuned in today, is to give some content to some folks that I'm going to be coaching today to tell them, look, man, don't do this because you're not cut out for this.
Yeah. So, Jim, why'd you stop listening?
Well, I didn't like it when you guys, you know... you know, there was a guy that used to be on there who, I mean, let's face it, you know, this guy got completely humiliated. You know who I'm talking about?
You can say his name.
Chuck.
Yeah, I miss Chuck. I hung out with him at the ballpark the other day.
Wow. Okay. I didn't like the way they treated Chuck.
I was sad that Chuck left, too. What was I supposed to do? I feel bad about it.
Oh, Chuck at least had something that you guys are still searching for.
Yeah, what's that?
Talent and ability.
All right. Well, I would like to, your life coach, I'd like to sign up for some sessions.
All right. You got it, bro.
No, I'm not kidding. And I'm going to come, come to your sessions. I'm going to tell you how terrible you are.
We're doing Zoom sessions at this point, because I don't know if you've been vaccinated yet or not. But we're going to do Zoom sessions.
Must have took a lot of courage to call in and do this today, Jim.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not trying to hold myself out to be a Navy SEAL or something. I mean, I'm just...
No, you think pretty highly of yourself. I can tell that.
Well, with good reason.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Jim, have a terrible day and even worse week. I hope you get stuck at every red light that you encounter. And then he hung up. So now we're back to present day. That was Jim's call from yesterday. I play it so that Horvath can hear it. And if you missed it, feel free to enjoy it. But what your thoughts? Because I got more text on that. And now one thing that happened after that was everybody with a phone called in to give us our support, which was nice. And no, we're not fishing today. I just want Horvath to hear it. Your thoughts, Horvath, if you could grade that out, if you could do that.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable, kind of.
Yeah, it was more uncomfortable than I remember it being.
Like, can we take a break maybe so I can gather? Like, I felt weird listening to it. Okay, so, you know, kind of, as far as, like, I don't, it was a pretty solid, like, he didn't crack, really. You know, like, he just straight up, like, hates you.
Yeah.
And me, probably, and that's fine.
I'm not even sure he knows who you are.
Yeah, that's fine. I disagree with a lot of the things that he said. I don't think that, I think that some people think that maybe we have more power than we do. Like, my name isn't even on the birthday list, so who's here, who's not anymore? I have nothing to do with that. And he starts off by saying, I tuned in today. Big mistake. Hilarious, by the way.
Really funny.
You know, the internet in his house went out, of course. Typical. Maybe get better internet, pal. My internet didn't go out. I did a show from home yesterday, two of them. He brings up the loggers thing. That was hilarious. He's a life coach. I bet you I'm better. I guarantee you I'm way better at life than Jim. I would guarantee. I would argue for Jim to call in and do that with me.
Well, then, so I put up a Twitter poll.
Or me and him could box at Experience today.
I put up a poll. Is life coach a real job?
And Jim, we could do this anytime, buddy.
Most people said no, life coach isn't a real job. But of course, it's 2021. So then I got this real impassionate letter from a woman. I am so lost without a life coach. They have helped me so much. How dare you even bring this up? You know, because you can't just goof.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It made me feel uncomfortable. And now I think I'm almost kind of coming to your defense. I feel like I'm, you know.
Well, I'd rather that than you be pro-Jim.
Oh, no, screw Jim. But it was a tremendous, like, you know, I also got to give Jim credit because it was a good, like, prank radio call.
Well,
hate somebody, that's the way I'd go. Like, you know, I'd crack. I'd laugh. Or
yeah, I guess.
You know, I mean, he really went into you. And he was pretty articulate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was a...
Could I have handled it better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, no, I don't know. I probably actually couldn't because, you know, what do you do there?
You know, one thing I regret is I did the, I'll come to where you work and tell you. I shouldn't have done that. I didn't like that I did that. But I do want to go to where he works, and I want a session. I want to know, because I've never had a life coach.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as Milwaukee sports life coach.
I don't think Jim's really a life coach.
No.
I think he works at he was way too articulate, sounded way too good on air. He works in radio. He works at either a rival station or another radio station.
We actually have a new sales guy starting. I think it might have been him in disguise.
He's like,
test me.
He's like, we got to get Ellerson in that morning show. We can sell Ellerson. He played for the Badgers.
Yeah. Everyone loves the Badgers. So that's the life coach. We'll take your thoughts if you have any. 12:50 a.m.
I do gotta say we provide the best sports content, though. You want to hear armed robbery with sex toy stories? Go elsewhere. That's my problem with the gym call. Now I was off, so if you guys were talking about loggers, maybe I should be on Jim's side. What the hell were you guys talking about the loggers
for? Well, Freddie Peralta, strikeout king.
I'm kidding.
Last 3 years, Chris Sale, Max Scherzer.
Oh, I'm kidding. I don't really care. I don't really want to get into.
Eric Thames played there. Todd Rundgren's son played there. What's not to like about the lacrosse loggers? More coming up next.
I think that's just another sign of where Freddie's going, and his experience, kind of getting him through that, and then just, you know, telling himself that's all they're going to get. Because it was, you know, the way Adelaide was pitching, it was you're going to have to keep it tight, and Freddie did exactly that. And, you know, actually the way the pitches were going, I didn't know if we'd be able to get him through the sixth, and then he was really efficient in the fifth and sixth. So, you know, I've, you know, that might have been even a better start than the one in Chicago, really.
So the Brewers' starting pitching has been, like, all-time good. Their last turn through the order, the full turn, they had an ERA, the five guys did, of 0.32, and then Freddie does what he does last night, goes the six innings, gives up just a couple of hits, one earned run, which was the home run, and struck out 10. And you've already got a rotation with Brandon Woodruff, who's going to go today, and then Corbin Burns, who will go tomorrow. And you've got Brett Anderson, Freddie Peralta, Adrian Houser to round it out. If you can get this out of Freddie, I mean, this is number one, number two stuff that we've seen to start the season from him. And he's your three, and then Houser could be your four, and then Brett Anderson, who, a guy like Brett Anderson in the last 20 years, outside of, like, Sheets and, you know, Woody Burns, he's like the Brewers' ace.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the Kyle Loesch, Matt Garza. That's what I look at him as.
Yeah.
Now, he's, like, he's a different kind of pitcher, sure, they're all a little different, but I'm talking like a, you know, veteran guy who, you know, maybe the Brewers give him more money than other teams would. Just one of those kind of guys. He's like, I don't know, is he like a Doug Davis? Is he like a Chase Anderson, maybe? You know,
he's better than Chase Anderson.
And Chase has been all right.
Yeah.
Although, did he pitch last night? Chase pitch last night?
Yeah, Chase is an auto fade for me. But sometimes, you're right, though. Sometimes you could get some good stuff from Chase. I don't know.
By the way, every one of those guys I mentioned, I've been to a Brewer game where they've pitched a no-hitter through six. Just to go back to my example that every Brewer pitcher does that at some point in their career, but then they never go through seven. It's always through six,
yeah.
And it's always broken up in the seventh. But Freddie, man, we asked people yesterday, higher ceiling, Freddie Peralta, Adrian Houser. Freddie Peralta ran away with that. One message I got from John, a guy named John, said, Freddie's got a higher ceiling, but Hauser's got a higher floor, which means he thinks there's more variance with Freddie. Which might be true, but the way Freddie's pitching like this, I mean, this is the pitching staff, and I've always wanted pitching. I've always wanted Sonny Gray and Yu Darvish and whoever. I've always wanted these guys to come to Milwaukee. This is going to be a year where I don't want more pitching. I think what they got now, okay, the bullpen, you got to get more consistency out of, like, Drew Rasmussen has been struggling, and Eric Yardley, you know, he got sent down to the training site. But with the starters, specifically the starters, I've got no complaints right now. And if my biggest complaint, if I think Brett Anderson is the fifth of the five and he's pitching the way that he's been, at least that last start, there's nothing to complain about when it comes to this rotation.
Yeah, no. I think Freddie has the higher ceiling. I mean, you saw it last night with the 10 strikeouts, and we've seen the double-digit strikeouts. You've seen some rough starts. So for him, it's just all about consistency, you know. Can he do that 80% of his starts? Because there's going to be some nights where he has control issues. You know, there's going to be some nights where teams are looking for four-seamers and get a hold of them. But is he going to be consistently good? So right now the rotation's ridiculous. And again, I don't expect this all season long. I expect them to be solid all season long. But what they're doing right now is ridiculous. But there's going to be some, you know, road trips, some bumps in the road. But right now I think they have one of the best rotations. I'm not going to say right now in the National League just because on paper right now, yes, they do. But also, like, if you look around the National League and you look at the Mets, you look at the Nationals, obviously they have the bigger name, so they just have to prove they could do this in a 162-game season. But right now, I think they got the best rotation in the National League Central, and they're looking good right now.
The poll that we have today, because this is one question that probably will come up with Craig Counsell. He's on the Big Show 1230.
And they're scoring runs.
Yeah, so a good last three games for the Brewers. They've scored 24 in their last three. Bigger moment for the fan today, that is this very station. Craig Counsell on the Big Show in about 5.5 hours, 1230. Or Evan Heffelfinger is back to produce Rami's show. What's a bigger moment today? Council's only winning this poll, by the way, 57% to 43%.
Well, did Heffelfinger book Craig Counsell today?
I'm not sure Evan Heffelfinger could book Craig Carton.
Hey, who produced Brewers postgame last night?
Oh, that would be Austin.
Ah, okay.
Do you have some beef with Austin?
Not on air. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't. I was just wondering.
Okay.
No, sometimes I was just honestly, I was just wondering who the...
Oh, okay. Well, we get a monthly schedule sent to us.
Because that's what I don't read that. I know when I got to be here. Same times every day, man. Why would I read the schedule?
Because you never know when we're going to air a random Illinois-Iowa basketball game. You got to look at the schedule.
Well, Sparky's a good enough boss where he would text me and say, hey, can you do this? Or a good enough boss to know that if he does, I will ignore that text. I would do it if they needed me. I've done that before. I used to run the board for Admiral games. I think I'm the last person here. You never did Admiral games.
Fooey if I didn't.
Did you?
Oh, I did a whole season worth.
Just you?
The Zetterbergs, the Volnerchecks, the Arvidsons.
Yeah, Harry Zolnerchek. One of my favorite. Admiral, great.
I think I was here when Pecorini was here.
Shout out to Aaron Sims, one of the best play-by-play broadcasters in all of hockey.
Simsy.
Coach Sims.
Coach Sims.
Chris Sims. Hey. I tried to fight Chris Sims this week, and he wouldn't bite. I wanted to remind him about his top 10 wide receiver list literally last year that didn't have the best wide receiver in the league on it.
I want to talk about something that I don't want to talk about. But one thing I've noticed in this job is when there's smoke, there's fire. And there's too much smoke for comfort regarding the Green Bay Packers. More on that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.